Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the SOM TV podcast. My name is Jason Wise. On today's podcast, I am joined by Claire Copey, and we are going to dive into Halloween. A lot of things around Halloween. This time of year, it's basically every influencer in the world comes up with a brand new amazing idea. Let's pair wine with candy. It's like that's never been done ever. We're going to turn that on its head and talk about what we're drinking for Halloween, our favorite classic candies, and so much more. But first, I want to tell all of you, Cup of Salvation, our brand new documentary, is in theaters right now. And if you are listening to this right now, it's about to screen in Seattle. It is about to screen in Philadelphia with an amazing dinner all over the country. You can go to somfilms.com to find tickets. And if you want to book your own screening, you can do that there as well. We have news on the digital release coming. We also have a brand new documentary coming to SOM TV. You ever wonder the story behind Santa Margarita? The Pinot Grigio and the Prosecco and things that you can find almost all over the country. Well, the family behind that has an incredible story. We have their documentary coming to SOM TV soon in a brand new Behind the Glass episode. It is so funny and so good. You will love it. Make sure you subscribe to SOM TV at SOMTV.com. Claire, always an honor to have you on the podcast. How are you?
An honor. I'm doing so well. How are you doing?
Good. I wanted to have like a big grab bag about Halloween here. And hopefully we can keep it PG-13, though I know it's not going to happen. I know my mother is listening. Your mother's probably listening. We got a lot of moms here. So we should behave ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're very good at that.
No, we're not.
I love how you like also say how, oh, you know, all these influencers do these Halloween candy wine pairings. Like, we don't have an episode on SOM TV doing the same thing.
Well, first of all, it's like every year it's the same thing. It's like, you wouldn't believe the idea I have for my TikTok. It's pairing wine and candy. It's like, you know, I think the Wright brothers did this for the first time. I mean, it is like unbelievable. But here we are talking about Halloween. What is your relationship with this holiday? It's my wife's favorite holiday on earth. So I'm curious, what is your relationship with Halloween?
You guys do it up. Your house is decorated like so nice. I mean, I enjoy Halloween. I love it. I think I like loved it more as a child. Now I'm fully on the Christmas train. Sorry. I'm a Christmas gal. Like, I love Halloween, love Thanksgiving, but they're kind of buffer holidays to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I will say that in college, Halloween was pretty fun. It was the biggest party time. It was the took 4 days to recover. Yeah. It was, I mean, generally at universities and colleges, it's a pretty big party time. I don't know if kids still party these days, but, and then you have children, which I do. And then Halloween comes back in a way that is not only adorable, but all the adults who also have children, they bring the drinking back and you end up doing it again. Later in the pod, I want to talk about what we're going to drink trick-or-treating, what's going to be in our mugs, because that's a really strategic decision. For those of you who have kids, you know, you see everybody walking around with a mug or a cup. I promise you there is not iced tea in that. So it's very strategic on what you drink when you go trick-or-treating. So this is an important thing we got to talk about. So your relationship to Halloween, what's your go-to costume?
My go-to, for a long time, I put a lot of energy and effort into this Lara Croft Tomb Raider costume. I have replica. I put a lot of effort into this. I found, because if I'm going to do something generally, I want to, I'm going to whole ass it. And especially I thought Lara Croft was badass. I was like, yeah, I want to be cool. And I, shit you not, I got replica from the first film, Airsoft Pistols. This is when I was in school in Minneapolis, and somehow I got into bars. They had the
let me just tell you what Halloween is like from a guy's perspective, especially in college. People be like, I'd be like, you know, to the girls, like, what are you gonna dress as? They'd be like, oh, I'm gonna be a cop. You're like, oh, a cop, okay. And they show up. And that's not what they look like.
It's stripper cup.
I mean, it's Halloween was an interesting time. And now that I have daughters, I have a different perspective on it. But it was Halloween was a very, I'm sure you got in because you were dressed like Lara Croft. Right, Claire?
It's Tomb Raider. Maybe. I mean, it does seem like during that time, because the movie Mean Girls, she says, this is the one time of the year that girls can dress like a total slut. And no one can say anything about it. And that was very mid-2000s. That's not really okay anymore. But I saw Slutty Finding Nemo. It was called Slutty Finding Nemo costume. and it was just like a stripy orange and white tube dress.
Slutty Finding
Nemo.
Like,
it's, yeah. And I have to say, I was victim to the basic, you know, thing. Because it was like 1 year in college, I didn't come up with anything.
You were a victim? You were a victim?
I victimized myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I just couldn't think of anything. And instead of being creative and coming up with something cool, I did get a provocative devil costume. And it was so stupid. I see pictures of it and I'm just like, who are you? Like, that's a different human being.
So you're just like,
I don't know who that girl is.
Slutty devil? Is that the, that's like the costume?
Yeah. It was. It was. And I have pictures. And it's like when my hair was dyed like out of a box, like dark black to the point it was almost like blue. It was a tacky time. Tacky time for Claire.
I look back with fond memories on these times when it was just like all the guys tried to dress as ridiculous as they possibly could and all the girls
were like,
wasn't
how the same
hot
for you
can
guys.
I look? Yeah.
You guys could have like, I mean, did you feel a pressure to be provocative?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time anybody asked me to show any skin on Halloween. It was not a big deal. About maybe 15 years ago, I had this is like the most regretful costume I have. And I guarantee, Dave, if you're listening, Dave Prosick, who I was with, we went out in Newport Beach, California, right? And it was Halloween, pre-kids. I was still young and looked a lot better than I do now. And so I had this idea. I wanted to go as Boba Fett, right? And this is like before. Now Boba Fett's like, everyone knows who Boba Fett is. But like, you had to be kind of geeky, you know, into Star Wars at this point to be like, Boba Fett. Oh, definitely Boba Fett. You know, I mean, it wasn't
deep
Boba
cut.
Fett now. Okay. Well, it wasn't deep, but it was not the cut it is now. So I went
it's
to
no
go
slutty
try to
devil.
Get a, so I went to go try to get a Boba Fett costume. And now, of course, it's like the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing. And I thought it would be hilarious since they had no Boba Fett costumes and I couldn't really make a Boba Fett costume with like 12 hours notice. I thought it would be hilarious to go to like the Rite Aid and get one of those plastic vinyl stretchy child's Boba Fett costumes. And they had one. And so I put this Boba Fett costume on. And let me explain to you, this was for probably an 8-year-old, 9-year-old child. So the idea was this would be funny, right? And I would wear this like vinyl Boba Fett mask and this Boba Fett costume out to the bars. Well, instead, I kind of looked like Richard Simmons, you know, from like Sweating to the 80s, you know, like where you wear these like tight things. But I looked like an adult man stuffed into a child's costume, a Boba Fett costume, which was funny to my friends. But I will tell you, yeah, they weren't letting me in bars because I looked like Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. They let me in because I'm protesting drunk. I'm Boba Fett.
And they're like, dude, we can see everything.
It was you know, and amazingly, the girl I was with is now my wife and she stood by me all these years. And
that's pretty embarrassing. That's
yeah,
real love right there.
It was a real, real good costume. I went as a giant chicken a few years ago. I try very hard to make myself look as ridiculous as possible on Halloween. You know, I want to be like...
Well, that's the fun part of being an adult now. Now you can look stupid. Like, for whatever reason, when we were in college, it's like, oh, I got to be cool or I got to be hot or like whatever. Maybe for the girls at least. Now it's just kind of like, how stupid can I look?
Well,
like, it's more fun.
I mean, everyone's going to be Barbie this year. And I can tell you right now, they're
Barbie
not going to go
Ken,
as
oh
ugly Barbie. They're not going to be ugly Barbie. So
that's
think you're...
That's very true.
So... Oh, Boba Fett. This is great. We needed one like this, Claire. It's been a bit.
We did. We did.
Should we talk
like wine or anything? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk first about the concept of wine and candy pairing. Okay.
Yes.
And I want to be very honest with you listeners that this is just a terrible idea. A, there's no reason for it. You shouldn't do it, but we're going to do it anyway. This is like if I was to ask you, what are the best toothpaste to pair with orange juice? That's kind of like what I feel like we're about to do.
For a lot of them. I mean, I'm sure there are some things that like work, but generally just like, just crack a beer.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, but we're going to try. We're going to do it. From a nostalgia standpoint, nothing brings me back to my childhood like candy. And there are candies. And lots of candies that, you know, candies you associate with like maybe your grandma or your aunt. And then they're, you know, like After Eight or chocolate covered cherries or something that was like more old timey. And then there are like these candy bars that seem to have disappeared. And then there are your staple Halloween candies.
like your Snickers, your Twix, your Milky Ways, Skittles.
Yep. Your Reese's Cups, which were always the ones that I was really trying to get. The Reese's Cups as a kid. Your Three Musketeers.
Junior
little
Mints.
Boxes and Nerds. I always get those. Junior Mints. Okay. The York Peppermint Hershey Patties. Bars. I was a big fan of the York Peppermint Patties.
We could do this all day.
But I think we have to, sadly, I think we have to start with candy corn. We have to. Everybody does it. I mean, it's right now there's 1,000 TikTok videos of people talking about candy corn pairing with whatever the hell. And it's a terrible
idea.
And
they're lying. It doesn't work. I swear to God they're lying. Look, well, I know there are people out there who like candy corn and I've
heard there are people who like it. No.
And they're special, rare unicorns, and that's awesome. But most of us know that it's trash. And I'm sorry. Prosecco doesn't go with it. Nothing goes with it. I tried once. I drank so many wines. I was at Mirabelle just pulling back everything possible to be like, there's got to be something. Like a mad scientist trying to figure it out. There's nothing.
No, there's nobody that actually likes it. There are ironic likers of candy corn. It's like people that are like Macklemore fans or something like this. They like, you have to act like you like this thing because it's ironic. You're not allowed to like, nobody actually on their own free will, and I'm serious, you guys can at me all you want. Actually, at Claire Copey. And she wants your messages. Nobody in a willing capacity goes out and buys candy corn for themselves. It's a decoration. It's like having a bowl of potpourri on your table, which I'd rather eat, frankly. Nobody actually does this. It's not a real thing. Ironically,
isn't there like chocolate candy corn too? I feel like there was like chocolate, like pumpkins shaped candy corn. So it's chalkier, cakier, drier.
Well, I think those things are just all hydrogenated palm oil. I mean, they're like with sugar. There's nothing, they're barely carbon based, these things. They could last forever as long as they don't heat up too much. I don't mean to like derail this whole pot into candy corn hate, but if, you know, you see these TikTok videos or like Instagram videos where people like melt candy corn and they use it as like toppings for brownies and stuff. And I'm just like,
who is doing that?
Oh, you can find all, I mean, the internet has some dark shit.
Serial killers.
Dark.
Some dark shit.
I mean, this is dark web stuff. If you find anybody manipulating candy corn into dishes, this is dark web. All right. So with candy corn, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there a pairing for candy corn? Can we pair candy corn with anything?
You can pair it with the trash bag that you're throwing it in where it belongs. Okay. If I have to like, I mean, the one thing that like somewhat worked was what did I pick? Chablis for that episode?
Yeah.
Chablis. We can't, well, like, okay, so we made an agreement too, like with these candy pairings, like we're not going to do fortified wines, right? Because they're easy picks.
Yeah, let's get the ground rules here. You're not allowed to use fortified wines. And in my opinion, you shouldn't be able to use sweet wines either.
Okay. Fine.
It's not fair. It's just because that cuts, you could be like, what do I pair with a Vienna sausage? I'll do it with a sweet one. I mean, like you're not allowed because that cuts through anything that is non-carbon based food.
I'm going to choose some like huge bomb of a red wine, like 16% alcohol so that it drowns out the flavor of that in my mouth. Of the candy corn.
It's like a Coppola Zinfandel or something. What are you picking?
Sure. Or like a really young Turley's, like a just released Turley's in. She big.
Oh, I don't want any of these things. I don't want she that big. Wine. I don't even
but
want
I'd
the
rather
candy corn.
It's, you know. What's the lesser of two evils here?
What about like, you know what could
not
work?
Not that Turley's evil.
What about like a real like slap you in the face Amarone? That would be big. You know, like 17%, tastes like raisins.
But we're not pairing anymore, right? So does this count? We're just drowning out the taste. That's not pairing.
I mean, in my opinion, half of the pairings people think work are actually just that anyway.
That's true. Maybe like because candy corn is kind of flabby and gross, maybe pick like a really like crappy Viognier, which is also flabby and gross. Like, we're not talking high-level Condoroo stuff. Like, why would you touch that with candy corn? Just, like, pair, like, flab with flab. Like, I'm getting too heated up.
Yeah, all right.
What are you pairing with it?
I'm with you. I'm taking Amarone. I'm going to go, like, as big a wine as possible. In fact, I may heat the Amarone up and boil it down to, like, a consomme. You know, get it down into, like, a syrup. Because I just think it's not thick enough or big enough for me, so I'm gonna cook it down, and then cook down the candy corns, and I'm gonna use it as a brownie frosting.
Sure.
And then I'm gonna eat that brownie. That's what I'm gonna do, frankly.
That's very specific.
Are there any candy pairings that actually do work?
I mean, yeah, probably. None of them. Like, I haven't found any that are like you know, blowing my mind or like changing, you know, anything, like something that's just like, oh my God, you have to try this. This is life changing. Like sometimes with food pairings. But I mean, there are some things that would work.
These like, have to be like you like, would get them as Halloween candy because it would be easy.
Right.
Look, we've talked at length on other episodes. Chocolate is not an easy thing to pair. And that's why people go to fortified wines and that's why people go to sweet wines and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But with those off the table, chocolate is a really tough thing to pair wine with in a real capacity. It's not impossible.
I was going to say we should take sparkling wines off the table too, because I feel like that is also now we're just screwed. Fine.
Okay, so no sparkling wine, no fortified wine, no sweet wine.
It's a scary land we're in now.
Why would we do
I'm going to say so. There was a candy that I didn't like as a child, but it was kind of like it was so rare. It was like a needle in a haystack because nobody ever had it, but my mom loved it, and it's Mounds, which was what, chocolate-covered coconut?
You loved right? Mounds?
No. My mom loved Mounds.
Okay.
My mom loved Mounds. She's like, if you find Almond Joy or Mounds, which were like, ugh, adult candy bars, like if I ever got those, I was kind of insulted, but you got to give the parent their candy tax. So I'm going to choose Mounds and a Rioja because a lot of Rioja uses American oak, and I don't personally find this, but a lot of my smallie friends, when they're blind tasting, smell sunscreen and like that coconut because of the oak. And so I haven't tried it, but I'm going to say that could be okay. So okay. Rioja and Mounds.
I like all the things in Mounds separate, but for some reason Mounds, I had one maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, and it is the sweetest, most awful. I don't like them, but I love coconut and I love chocolate, but I just do not like those
things.
Did they
used to be that sweet?
I don't know, but they're pretty gross. It's like almost like syrup. It feels like there's like corn syrup in there. It's the way it tastes.
There's
I don't know.
Definitely high fructose corn syrup in there.
So I was thinking, here's what I was thinking. Does anybody remember a candy? Now you got to think back, but this would always be at the very, we used to trick or treat with pillowcases because they fit more. We would take pillowcases and you could fit more and you could sling it over your shoulder. And at the very bottom, at the end of the night, you would find these little, there'd be like at the very bottom, there'd be Jolly Ranchers. And there would be Bitto Honey. Do you remember Bitto Honey?
I don't think. I mean, maybe every now and then I got a Bitto Honey, but it wasn't common.
I have a hot take. I think Bitto Honey is a very unsung, delicious candy.
That's a deep cut.
It's nutty. It's got like the honey flavor it promises. And they're small. So they're not like these giant things that like, you know, that's like a bite. And so those, and then there would be occasionally Werther's Originals. So I'm taking Werther's Originals and Bitto Honey, which are both, you know, a similar
camp
taste structure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to like, because a Werther's Original you have to suck on, and that's a weird thing to drink wine with. But a Bitto Honey you can chew. And I think honestly, like, you know, an oaked, appropriately oaked Chardonnay, like appropriately oaked Chardonnay.
Sure.
Would actually be great with this. Like it could actually work. It'd have to have some acid, you know, like a Chateau Montelena Chardonnay.
Sure.
Like kind of like, you know, it's got acid, it's got, you know, some oak, it's well balanced. Yeah. That with a Bitto Honey, I think I really dug into my brain to think, do any of these pairings actually work? We have Halloween candy in the house right now for the kids and for trick-or-treating, which they just are eating nonstop and they're supposed to be saving for Halloween. But I tried a bunch of them and I cannot believe how sweet they are. These candies that I thought I liked, I think it's just maybe taste profiles change as you become old.
Or maybe they're making them sweeter now.
I don't know. They are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Very, very, very sweet. So Bitto Honey
with
Montelena Chard. And that's very specific. It's got to be the right kind of Chardonnay because you can't just say an oaky, buttery Chardonnay because that doesn't mean anything.
No, that could be gross. That could be if it's too oaky, too buttery, it's like cloying and blah.
And I also don't want to drink that. It's no.
That's fair. So Bitto Honey. And an appropriately oaked, high quality Chardonnay.
Yes. Now, okay. let me throw a tough one at you. Is it a possibility of pairing anything with mint flavors? Or are we?
That's a tough one. I was thinking about that because I love Junior Mints, love peppermint patties,
but
they are
them.
Very, very minty. So, like, you wouldn't want anything high alcohol on there because that
could
would just be astringent as hell, right?
So, like, you couldn't do like a Riesling that's like really.
That's kind really of where my racy mind is
Riesling,
going.
Like really racy. It would have to have like very little character to it, but acid. It would just have to be really acidic. But like,
well,
couldn't
say,
that
or
work?
Maybe like, I would even maybe say like, would a little bit of residual sugar work? Or
yeah,
like a
Vouvray? Yeah. Ooh, interesting. That could work. A Vouvray with some RS.
I think a little RS would help the cooling quality of the spearmint in those candies.
I don't think that anything is really meant to pair with these candies at all. This is just like, this is like a thought experiment.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, because I really do, the candies I do like the most are like the worst to drink with wine or to eat with wine.
Because they're powerfully flavored. You know what I think would be good with a high acid, like bone dry Riesling would be getting into like the more tart candies with more like citrus flavors. So like going Skittles or Nerds with a bone dry rip Riesling. All of your enamel off Riesling. Yeah.
Are you too old to remember? Are you too old to remember Zima?
Zima. What is Zima?
Oh my God. You don't remember Zima? Zima was like this malt beverage. There's somebody in their car right now listening going, Zima. Zima was like this malt clear carbonated beverage that I can only kind of compare to like not even Smirnoff ice or something.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
But when I was pre-drinking age, but somehow got a hold of these because of older brothers or something, we would put Jolly Ranchers literally in it. Oh, and the Jolly Rancher would kind of flavor it. I don't know if anybody has done this, you gotta add Claire. I just wonder because that's a similar kind of concept. Not that I'm comparing Zima to Riesling.
Same thing. Totally same thing. Freaking no, Germany loves you right now.
Oh God, yeah.
Zima Germany. Of the wine world.
No, that is not what I said. But it's a similar principle if you're 19 and got a hold of some alcohol at some point. All right. So do you have any more thoughts on candy? I can't believe we're doing this again.
There's so many bad ones though. There are like so many, like remember the candy buttons on the freaking paper and you'd peel it off and there'd be paper on it. And you're like, why? What horrible person? It's like a joke. I feel like that was a prank. The people who gave those out, they're like, I'm forced to do this.
Yeah. I remember
10
getting
cents
those
on a sheet of these.
What were those called?
I think they're called candy buttons.
They're
something.
Just like, yeah, there always was, paper on them. They were just literally sugar formed into a circle with a color. That's really what they were.
That and sweet tarts, were those the ones that came in the roll? The little discs?
Yeah, I like sweet tarts.
And you'd suck
I think
on
I'm
those,
in on sweet tarts.
I love them, but you'd suck on them and it would like cut the roof of your mouth.
Sweet tarts were kind of chalky.
Was that just me? Oh, yeah.
They were like chalky.
They were kind of like Tums candy.
Yeah, a couple more notable ones. Remember cowtails? Did you ever have a cowtail?
I didn't have cowtails. I think I missed those.
Caramel or something around, like this brown stuff with this white center. I don't know. I remember liking long Charleston Chews I got to throw out. I wanted to pick a pairing for Charleston Chews, but they're kind of like
very chewy.
Deliciously plasticky in the way they taste. And I really liked them. I don't know how to describe them other than describing them and making them sound bad, but I like Charleston Chews. Those were a good one.
Ooh, you know, people, work with the wine
people,
pairing?
I love if anybody just tuned into 25 minutes of this, they're like, oh, Claire and Jason are just
talking.
Oh,
wow, we've been going.
They're just naming candies that they've heard of.
Well, here's a pairing. What about Twizzlers and Gamay?
Twizzlers and Gamay. So like the standard Vine, Twizzler.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, there's a big difference between those. I mean, one is, they're very different.
Oh, geez,
I like Red Vines a lot.
Those are more like California, right? Like, is that a regional thing or?
No, we had them as a kid. We used to use them as straws. Yeah. You'd bite the ends off and then you'd.
And suck through. Yeah. But Twizzlers made them like that too.
Twizzlers did have a hole in the center. Yes. We would do that with those too, but they'd fall apart faster. So you're going to drink Gamay through a Twizzler straw.
That's a great idea.
Okay. That's the pinnacle. We're never going to top that.
That's a beautiful one.
So Beaujolais Nouveau. With a Twizzler straw. No, God, please no.
That's for you, Jason.
No, you know, Beaujolais Nouveau with candy corn. That's it. That's the ultimate pairing. my two loves.
Trash with trash, according to Jason.
Yeah, whatever. I don't see you buying any Beaujolais Nouveau.
I'm not. That's fair.
All right, so I have to go trick-or-treating, and I look forward to this very much with my children. I have to think, what am I going to drink? It will not be Beaujolais through a Twizzler straw, I can tell you that.
Bummer.
I mean, my ultimate go-to, because the thing is, you can't have something carbonated because the carbonation goes away. And if you have something cold, unless it's cold out, and I happen to live in Southern California, so you never know if it's going to be warm or cold. It's tough to have a cold beverage. So you kind of want like a light red that can be at different temperatures because you're holding it in your hand. You're walking around. Look, I mean, there's a couple wines in Cup of Salvation, you know, like those Arni wines, like the Zulal or any of that stuff, or like a Mencia, something that can have a little chill on it. But it's light enough, low alcohol, because you're not paying attention to how much you're drinking when you're doing this. I promise.
A trousseau.
That'd be good. That's a very That's a very highfalutin wine to go trick-or-treating with. A Trousseau, I'm in. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go Mencia, I like Trousseau. That's what I'm going to do. That's what's going to be in my mug.
I mean, it's creepier for me because I don't have kids. So if I'm just going around drinking,
dressed as
by myself,
a slutty devil,
it's a little creepier. If I had kids, or you know, if I was to like tack on to your Halloween experience, because I think your kids are delightful. Yeah, the thing that sucks is like you want it to be chilly, right? Like we grew up in the Midwest, and there were some rainy, cold to the bone freaking Halloween.
Freezing cold.
Where like you'd be out for an hour and you had to go back inside and like warm up and then go back out.
All those candy dots on paper melted in the wet.
God, those are fine. I left those outside with all the silly string and eggshells. But I just want it to be cold. LA is chilling off a little bit, but it was like 90 freaking degrees. Screw you, LA. I want an autumnal pairing with my trick-or-treating. I'm going to do mulled cider, spiked mulled cider. Little brandy. Ooh, in it.
Look at you. All right. Yeah. I'm in. I didn't know we were allowed to pick that stuff, but that's a good.
Why not?
Yeah, okay, we can. How much that the problem with that drink is, you know, it's hard to have like multiples of it.
It does get a little sweet. It gets a little heavy.
Yeah.
That's true.
But it's a really good. There's a great thing on SOM TV with making mulled cider that people can
watch.
That's right. It's really good. Well,
mulled wine.
Yeah. Mulled wine. Well, Claire, do you have any other thoughts? What are you going to go? Do you have a Halloween costume this year?
I don't.
You don't.
I dressed up as for a Halloween party here in LA where we were supposed to dress up as inspirational women. I dressed up as Gloria Steinem, which is basically just the clothes I wear and then putting my glasses on over my hair. I've gotten so lazy. It's so bad.
Oh, this is great.
People are are you dressed up? And I was like, obviously.
You need to go back to Lara Croft. That's what I'd like to see. I should go as Lara Croft this year.
Those airsoft pistols are in my parents' closet, so head back to the Midwest.
I want to wish everybody the best, safest Halloween. Please do not pair anything with candy corn. We do not advocate that you should do that. I look forward to all of you taking the candy corn off your table, putting it back in a drawer where it has been, and then taking it back out next year because nobody eats it. No one eats it. Well, everyone, have a safe Halloween. Do not forget, we have a candy pairing episode right now on SOM TV, should you want to watch it with Claire and others. And subscribe at SOMTV.com, our brand new documentary on Santa Margherita, the family behind that incredible wine story, multi-generation Italian family, is coming very soon. And Cup of Salvation is in theaters right now. You can find screening times and show tickets and everything at SOMFilms.com. I want to thank John Adams, our producer, who is back for producing this episode. And Claire, I want to thank you for being on.
Such a pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
All right. And I want to thank my mom for listening to the end. Everybody, please, please be safe. And I love seeing you all at these screenings. It means the world to us. Thank you so much. All right. Talk soon.